An American mayor was asked by citizens if he could somehow stop the oncoming solar eclipse. An island in Italy is giving away all the free goats if you can catch them. And a customer pulls a gun on a Burger King employee for giving him a discount. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian that's traveling the world, baby. That's right. This is your host, Jonesy. Thanks for joining me. I have three weird news stories from all around the world, as I usually do on a Monday for you, for your ears only, only for you. A mayor was asked if he could cancel the solar eclipse. Let's find out if he was able to stop the solar eclipse. Probably could, but doesn't have the authority, not on that level. Just a mayor. He's like, yeah, you know, I could stop the eclipse, but I don't have the authority. I have to move it up to the state or federal level. Mayor, could you at least reschedule it for next week? Yeah, I'll look into that. Well, my staff is working on it. The problem with that is the moon. The moon is an issue. It's been scientifically proven that the moon is the reason why we have this eclipse. Perhaps we could blow up the moon, but I'll get back to you on that. I don't know if we have a moon blow up budget. With the so-called Great North American Eclipse, is that what they're calling it? The Great North American Eclipse? Not to be confused with the Lesser North American Eclipse, the Minor North American Eclipse, the crappy, trashy Great North American Eclipse, which happens in states like Florida and Alabama. So we have here the so-called Great North American Eclipse. It's today, guys. Many people were gearing up for this rare astronomical event. The last one was in 2017, in case you were wondering. It did cause some confusion and it annoyed people. There was a little chaos involved, so I can understand why a city would want to cancel the eclipse, but and I don't know if the city understands how these things work. Now let's bring in a state. And it's Michigan, not known for being stupid, but you can't put it past any of the 50 states. It says there's just one incorporated Michigan city within the path of totality of this eclipse, and that's Luna Pier. Now, the chief of police of this small city of 1,300 people says generally there's only one patrol officer during a weekday, but they've had to step it up and they've scheduled 7 officers. This compact town could very well get overrun during the event, which led to residents' concerns. And a quote from the mayor of Luna Pier, who said, "I've been told that I need to stop this eclipse, and I do not have the authority to do that." So, yes, people are really concerned. But what can we do? We're just trying to prepare them for what's coming. Well, come on, mayor. I mean, can't you just reach out to Superman and have him twist the earth the other direction or something? I bet you if you got the Powerpuff Girls on the line, they could do something about this. They're pretty powerful. Now, I can't help but wonder, did someone really tell the mayor to stop the eclipse? Or is the mayor just jesting? It sounds to me like we just have a wacky mayor on our hands who's just trying to be funny. And I like a good wacky mayor. You can let your mayors be wacky. They don't have that much responsibility. They're just the mayor, after all. So I guess for the community, what's next? They're going to have to organize a march to bring awareness to this eclipse. Maybe on a major roadway, block some traffic, have some signs made. Just bringing awareness to the eclipse and the need to stop it in time. But then, of course, you're going to have a counter movement. The counter movement's probably going to move in, you know, probably call themselves All Eclipses Matter. All Eclipses Matter. Well, I'm just creating this fantasy in my head here. Hey, let's tell these people in this town, hey, look at you guys. You don't have to look up. You don't. You could even take a nap, I suppose. An Italian island is offering free goats to anyone who can catch them. We have here a very tiny remote island called Alicudi. It is home to around 100 residents, very small. It also has 100 wild goats. Apparently, this is a problem. The ratio of humans to goats has become very much unbalanced, they're saying. The island has been overrun by six times its desired number of goat inhabitants and has more of the animals per capita than anywhere else that counts such statistics. We have here the mayor of this goat town named Ricardo Gulo. He sounds like he drinks a lot of red wine. He's probably one of these wacky red wine drinking mayors. Hey, we got a lot of goats. Hey, they asked me to stop the eclipse, but I cannot. I'm too busy riding my goats. Ricardo is calling on anybody who wants to come help solve the goat issue because they got too many goats. One goat for every person is too many goats. But I like the idea. Everybody get a goat. You're born on the island of Alcudi. Here you are. Here's your goat. I think I just did a sheep sound. What does a goat sound like? I don't know. I've never had a goat. You know they do goat yoga? That's weird. You lay on the ground and a goat steps on you. People pay a lot of money for this ridiculous fantasy sport. I don't even know. The goat walking on you. People are so stupid. I'm going to pay for a goat to walk on my back. Oh, my God. It totally got my knots out. It was like $1,200, but totally worth it. Yeah. Please pay for an elephant to walk on your back next, lady. I'd appreciate that. We need less of you around. All right, back to our red wine out of a jug-drinking mayor, Gulo. Gulo! He said that he doesn't care whether you know anything about raising goats. As long as you have a boat, you can come and get them off the damn island once you've caught them. But you have to catch them first, apparently. This guy wants the goats off his island. You can just come and take the goats. He's offering a goat army starter pack, guys, free. I suggest we take advantage of it. I think I found my retirement plan. I'm going to be an Italian goat wrangler. I would love that. I just want to eat pizza and drink wine all day and chase goats. Now, Mayor Gulo said the, quote, adopt a goat program was created because the local authority will not cull the animals, which have encroached on residential areas, invaded homes, munched on whatever they can find in public parks, private gardens, and hedges. And the goats have even tried to climb stone walls that usually give way under their weight. In short, they're not really the greatest to have around the island. According to the Sicilian regional government, oh, I got relatives from Sicily. I mean, my roots are from Sicily, and then in addition to Sicily, some sort of mountain town near Naples, I believe. But a seaside town near Sicily is where part of my family's from. Yeah, maybe I should let them know about the goats. They can go grab a few for me. According to the Sicilian regional government, the goats were introduced to the island 20 years ago by a farmer who then set them free. Oh, go, you're free. Go, I set the goats free. Go, go, you're free. Be free. Run. Go, Dasher. Go, Prancer and Dancer. For years, these animals, which are not owned by really anyone, grazed autonomously on the sides of Alcudi's cliffs and are featured in almost any postcard from this volcanic island. Sounds like the goats are adding to your local vibe to me. But there's a dark side to the goats on the island. They've been left to their own devices. They've reproduced at an astonishing rate. They're just procreating everywhere. What else is there to do on this volcanic island that only has 100 humans? There's not a lot going on over there. Probably just like sitting around eating olives and drinking red wine out of a jug. Anyone interested in taking up to 50 goats, the mayor says, can make an official request with the community by April 10th. Okay, so we got a couple days to get our goat order in, guys. Let's get our goat orders in. I claim five. The mayor said he added that he would extend the deadline until all the goats were adopted. Doesn't he want to keep like a few goats? Keep like 20 at least. Yeah, goats are good. They sort of trim the lawn. You know, you don't need a lawnmower if you got goats. They get rid of little, I don't know, ferns and shrubberies that can, you know, eventually in the middle of summer catch fire. This is what goes. People bring goats in to make the place like less susceptible to fire in the hot months. Is that true? Did I didn't just make that up? Did I? I feel as though I've read that somewhere. Okay, so there's an application involved. You must email your request to the local authority. I wonder if Gulo is going to read each one while he sips his jug of wine. You have to pay around $17 of a stamp fee to make it official. Maybe, I think Gulo's just trying to raise some money here. Here's a quote from Gulo. We have heard from dozens of people since we first announced the gods. Including, apparently, a farmer from the nearby island of Volcano. Ooh, they named their island Volcano? It seems like a strange name for an island. Volcano. It's like naming the ocean ocean. Anyways, this farmer produces some goat cheese. Oh, this would be perfect for the farmer over in Volcano who produces goat cheese. Here's another quote from the mayor. Ideally, we would like to see people try to domesticate the animals rather than eat them. We don't want you to eat them. Come on, don't take the goats and eat them. But Mayor Gulo, maybe I want to open up a goat burger stand. You don't know what I'm all about. Maybe I want some goat kebabs or goat salad. No, I agree with the mayor. Don't eat the goats. I'm sure, though, if you offered to take all the goats off his hands and you told him you were going to make a goat stew, he'd be more than happy. He just wants the goats out of there. The mayor added, however, the authorities will not be doing any due diligence on any goat adopter's intentions. So, I mean, it's really, he doesn't care. Once the goats have been adopted, the goat taker has 15 days to catch and remove them from the island. You have to catch them. Oh, that's going to be the biggest challenge. I mean, anyone can fill out the application, but catching the goats. And if you can't catch them in 15 days, what do you bring a tent just in a giant cage and just kind of hang out on the island? You got 2 weeks to catch all the goats. This sounds like a great reality competition show. Catch all the goats. While the giveaway will continue until the native herd of goats is greatly reduced, a few will be left to pose for the tourists. Alicudi is the least inhabited of the 7 Aeolian islands. Oh, I love Aeoli. this is a chain of islands off Sicily's northern coast that includes places such as Stromboli and Lipari. Does everything have to end in E and I, E, E? Goats aside, the island is also known for its local LSD bread. LSD bread, now we're talking. You should have the LSD bread before you wrangle up your goats. It'll probably help you catch them. LSD bread, which was outlawed in the 50s. I'll bet you they're calling this LSD bread, but I bet you I know exactly what this is. It's bread made with ergot. Ergot is a hallucinogenic. Is it a bacteria or fungus? It's a hallucinogenic fungus, I believe, that grows on wheat and whatnot. It is the basis of LSD. It's what LSD was synthesized from originally by that Swiss genius. Do you guys know he went on that bike ride, the very famous bike ride? What the hell was his name? Mr. Albert Hoffman was his name. Very famous. Okay, so I clicked on the link that it had in here for LSD bread, and there's a separate article called Alcudi, Italy's LSD Island. Oh, there's going to be have to be a deep dive here. I'll probably put this in the Patreon. I'm going to go in deep and find out about this acid bread. This story's way too long already. I'm about to hit 9 minutes, so I'm not going to keep going with the LSD bread nor the goat story. We have to stop. I'll post a link if you want to adopt some. I call dibs on 5 of them. Yay! A customer pulls a gun on a Burger King employee for giving him a discount. Oh, you trying to save me money? Not today, mofo. Who gets mad about saving money? You gonna take this extra money from me or take a bullet? I guess he just wanted to have it his way. I want to pay full price or I'm gonna kill you. This story's out of Ohio. Wow. Thankfully, we have so many guns in America. Isn't it great? Let's see how it's working out so well. A Burger King customer in Ohio was caught on camera pointing a gun at a drive-thru employee who was just trying to give him a discount. The police in Willowick are still searching for the disgruntled customer. The incident happened over the weekend at the Burger King on Vine Street. You guys know the spot. That's the place that has the discount, but not everybody liked the discount. One time I was offered discount food and I threw it in the trash. What do I look like, a charity case? We have some surveillance video of these shenanigans, which feature the suspect getting out of his car and pointing a gun at 38-year-old Howard Vernon, who was working in the drive-thru. Guys, Howard Vernon was working the drive-thru. 38-year-old Howard, just trying to put it together, trying to do good in the world, you know, keep his nose clean, support his lifestyle. 38-year-old Howard Vernon working the drive-thru, giving discounts to customers like an angel, Howard Vernon. Howard Vernon said he was taking the customer's order. Two sausage, egg and cheese croissants, a sausage biscuit, and hash browns. The order came to around $8. According to Howard Vernon, the suspect said, "My order can't be right. It should be $11. Well, guys, math can be hard, as you know, especially for Americans. Public school's not very good. They don't get us prepared with the math. Anyways, Howard, lovely Howard, is trying to explain to him that they had a promotion going on at the Burger King, and it's cheaper. And according to Howard, the customer started cussing and getting very loud. Howard said, quote, "I don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't know why you would like to pay more money." Wait, "I'm going to pay full price or you're going to die." Oh, my goodness. Howard said after the argument, the customer sped off. But a minute later, he pulled back around to the drive-thru window. Oh, he had regrets. He's like, "You know what? I didn't handle that correctly. I just drove off. How do I do this in a more American way? Let me see. I got my trusty gun on me. Of course, we all do. And I'm a good guy with the gun. So I'm going to go back around the drive-thru and point it at Howard's face." Oh, guys, anyone want to move here? Okay. He pulled back around to the drive-thru, and as Howard was helping another customer, probably giving a lovely discount, that customer appreciated it. Was like, "Thank you, Howard. Thank you for the discount. I didn't know there was a promotion going on. I'm so pleased, Howard. I'll see you tomorrow, you angel, you Burger King drive-thru angel, Howard." 38 years old, working the drive-thru. So anyways, the suspect pulled out a gun at the drive-thru the second time. Howard said the man threatened to kill him, called him a racial slur, of course, because a lot of the Americans are carrying, concealed carry, they like to have racial slurs spout out of their mouths for some reason. Isn't that great? The guys with the guns on them all the time also have this condition called xenophobia. It's a nice combination, guys. Go get your guns, man. Go have as many as you want, man. You can keep them on you. You can put them in your fanny pack. Come on. Go out there. Go out there among the brown people now. Do good. America. Howard said the suspect threatened to kill him. They don't have this guy's name, apparently, the suspect. He must be on the loose. Howard says, "To know that somebody would do something like that just because I'm trying to give you a better deal and just to flip out like that, yes, it's very, very scary." Howard has not been back to work at Burger King since the incident, but said he plans to return. Here's a quote from Howard. "At the end of the day, it was about some bread and sausage sandwiches at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter." It was Easter. It was all on Easter. Howard continues, "And you're that mad that you put a gun in somebody's face? I don't know why people are so angry out here at 9 o'clock in the morning. I really don't get it." I agree with you, Howard. People out there at 9 o'clock in the morning on Easter of all times, pulling guns, even on the highway. I'll get on the highway at like 8 a.m. and people are driving so aggressively. I'm like, guys, what are we doing? It's 8 a.m. My eyelids have only been in the up position for 45 minutes. How is everybody just angrily weaving and driving so fast on my ass at 8 a.m.? Apparently people are pulling guns at 8 a.m. It's unbelievable. There's a video here of Howard. Oh, I want to see what he looks like. Howard's a very sweet guy. And he among other things, he shared with the news that he has 10 children. This is really a lot of kids, man. Howard, how is Howard supporting 10 kids working the drive-thru at Burger King? This guy's a genius somehow. So the customer, bad at math. Howard, very good at math, somehow is making economics work for him to support 10 kids. That's just unbelievable, man. Although he could be lying about the number of kids because someone had just pulled a gun on him. If someone pulls a gun on me, I mean, I have zero kids, but if you point a gun in my face, all of a sudden, I'm going to have 9 kids. Please, I have 9 kids and 4 dogs and 11 cats, and I have a ferret and a fruit bat named Carol. You can't kill me, bro. Well, I think the best part about this story is that Howard is okay, A-okay, good guy in the community, trying to give people lovely discounts on their heart attack-inducing biscuits. But, I mean, the 10 kids, Howard. I mean, we have to have a chat about this. I think Whoppers aren't the only thing that this dude needs to wrap up. Hey. Thank you, my friends, for spending some time with the Weird AF News podcast, the only daily weird news podcast in the world. I'm very, very proud to continue this tradition of putting out the weird news 5 days a week, even when I am traveling in other places, faraway places where I don't have my typical closet to record in. As you guys know, I record in a closet. Maybe you're new to the show. You didn't know I usually record this inside a closet, but I haven't been able to do that. Nonetheless, we're still pumping them out around here. I got a lovely email from Connie from Georgia, who just wanted to bring it to my attention that April 6th was National New Beers Eve. New Beers Eve. I've never heard of such a day. It's like, this is different than National Beer Day. I assume there's a beer day as well. We just have all these dumb days now. I just, they're really silly. How do you take them seriously at this point? They're just kind of ridiculous. It's like, did you eat marshmallows today? What, marshmallows? Yeah, it's National Marshmallow Day. Oh, I didn't know it was National Marshmallow Day. Yes, and tomorrow's National Raisin Day. And then the next day is National High Five Day, where you high five somebody. And then the day after that, it's Shoelace Day, National Shoelace Day. Yeah, so maybe get some colorful shoelaces and put them on your footwear. So ridiculous. I drank beer, though, on National New Beer's Eve. I've had a beer every day that I've been here. Because it's extremely hot and I need cold beverages. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. And it's good to drink a cold beer. I just get tired of drinking so much water out of bottles that I want cold beer out of glass bottles. Yeah. Just to give you another hint what country I'm in. Their most popular beer has a golden animal on it. That's what I'll say. That's another hint. Golden animal on the beer label. That's the country that Jonesy's at right now. I also got a review. Let's read the review from Julie. I don't think I've read this, but it's so humid and hot here that maybe my brain probably isn't working correctly. You heard this past episode. It was out of control. I'm delusional over here. So we have a review from Julie on Amazon. 5 stars, wrote, love Weird AF News. It's very short and sweet, and I just want to give Julie her due credit and tell her how much I appreciate this, Julie. She wrote, Jonesy, I look forward to listening every day. You keep me laughing with the craziness and your antics. The majority of news is depressing out there, and it's good to get a break from that. Keep up the good work. You know, Julie just in basically 2 sentences summed up what this is all about. Yeah, the majority of news is very depressing, and I'm giving you a break from that. So, yeah, I'm happy to do so, Julia. I'm glad that you enjoy it, and I hope that you'll continue to be a loyal listener. And please spread the word. Tell somebody about Weird AF News. That's one of the best things you can do for me, help spread it. The more people that become exposed to Weird AF News, I think the more people will give it a chance and listen to it and make it a regular part of their news cycle, which is kind of helpful for our mental well-being. Yeah, Weird AF News is like, I never thought I'd say this, but yeah, it's good for your mental well-being. It really is. I mean, where else going to hear about goats for free? We can laugh about it. I don't know. Maybe there's other places for this crap. I have no idea, but I think this is the only game in town. Anyways, no one does it like me. So join me. Yes, my children, follow me. If you want to support the show, go to weirdafnews.com. That's the official website. The official website, weirdafnews.com. You can buy Jonesy a beer. Why don't you buy me a beer for the beer day? Well, you buy me a coffee, but I'll use it to buy a beer. And for the price of that coffee, you can get maybe 2 beers where I'm at. So that's pretty cool. It would be like you buying me 2 beers. So go to weirdafnews.com and click on the Buy Jonesy a Coffee banner and buy me some beers because it's hot here and I need cold beers. And I like cold beverage. Yeah.